Let's see. What millions of Californians are bracing for? To spend days in the dark as the nation's largest utility says it's switching off power again to prevent powerful winds from damaging its equipment and sparking more wildfires. Well, thank goodness, PG&E, you're doing that now that half of California is on fire. You know, I defended you because my wife works for an electric company, so I had a little bit of a soft spot. You people are a bunch of idiots. The state of California, you people are idiots too, because instead of updating your grid and making it safer and not, one of the reasons is old equipment, is, you know, maintenance, not doing preventative maintenance on these utilities, on these transformers, on all these other kinds of stuff. That's the stuff that sparks and creates wildfires. Do you know, I'm pretty sure I know why California didn't update its grid, because they were too busy trying to, like, you know, capture the swimming power of the salmon to power, you know, their neighborhood. We don't need electricity. We're going to find these salmon that swim upstream, and we're going to bottle the waves they keep, and we're going to make, you know, electricity out of it. Hey, can we upgrade this grid so it doesn't spark fire? Oh, no, silly. We have solar power, and we have wind. Well, if we don't upgrade this grid, it's going to catch on fire. It could spark. You're silly. 2 years later, told you. But the whole thing, you're shutting off power. I mean, obviously, you don't want there to be more fires, but it's just a mess in California. But then again, you get what you vote for. 844-527-8723, number 4 in the 10 things the AP wants you to know here on the Barrett Brief on the Crusade channel. Iraq Shiite holy city hit with violence. Iraq security forces wearing masks and black plain clothes open fire at protesters in Karbala, killing 18 people and wounding hundreds, according to security officials. Well, it's a good thing we freed them, right? Richard, no, I'm sorry. So why did all our boys go over there and die? Why did we send our men and women to Iraq to free them? Is it any better? When you're looking at the cost of the American lives, the American money, and everything that has happened as a result of our involvement in the Middle East, let's say since 2002. Is it any better? Which would justify the deaths of the thousands of Americans. And the thousands of Americans that are living with either mental or physical issues today. What did we do? I want you to think about that. And then when you read headlines like this, say, well, then what the hell did we go there for? We didn't really stop them over there, so they didn't come over here. So, it's just one of those issues. 844-527-8723. CrusadeChannel.com/chat. And it's something that we shouldn't shy away from that question. Right? This is not something that we should, when you shouldn't get banned, or you shouldn't get shamed for standing up for the veterans that went to these foreign wars with no reason, illegally. I mean, technically, the Iraq War was signed off by Congress, but it wasn't a just war. And you look at the long-term damage we have done to generations of men and women. And yet, oh, you don't support the troops. Actually, I support the troops more than you do because I don't want to send them into a random place. Just so I can scream USA. 844-527-8723. So, let's see. Number 5. Who Hong Kong banned from elections? High-profile, pro-democracy activist Joshua Wong and the city's leaders rules out political solutions before the end of violent protests gripping the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. Well, I don't think that's going to That's going to help matters, banning a pro-democracy activist. Maybe it will. Maybe it's one of those compromises that needs to happen in order to cease the protest. I don't know. All I know is that the whole idea behind the Hong Kong protests are fantastic, but I don't know if it doesn't end in either A, a bloodbath, or B, total subservience to the state, to the Chinese state, right? Which way are we going to, which way is this going to go? 844-527-8723. That's the problem. It's because Hong Kong is supposed to be semi-autonomous, yet the Chinese keep encroaching and encroaching and encroaching.